Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Tomorrow night sees the final game to celebrate those that have played in the blue and gold over the years. Bit of an all-star game. We'll be hearing from Claire Elsley shortly, but first, Rachel Dunn. Rachel, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Let's have a look quickly at some of those greats that you played alongside in the blue and gold.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a lot. I was there as a university student, and then as I graduated, the Super League started, and I think throughout my time there are many kind of like legends that are still playing the game, and a lot of people that have been involved in coaching and that have had a huge impact on not only kind of netball in this country, but I've kind of gone overseas and done stuff abroad as well. I think the whole Team Bath system has generated a lot of like talent and legends across the board.
Really there from the start as well. And obviously you can appreciate how that Team Bath side has really nurtured netball over the years.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, so I was there pre Super League starting, so when the Super Cup was in place and the county structure. And I was in the inaugural Super League side. But prior to that, we were quite a young squad who kind of learnt a lot. And we did go through a period of losing before we even started winning. And I think a lot of us learnt a lot at Bath. It was one of the first like training kind of centres. It was, you kind of did a full-time training alongside getting a degree. So there was training available every day. We learned all about video analysis. I think it was a great place to kind of like build the foundations of the game. And I think the way that it was set up and the kind of the coaches they got involved. So for example, yeah, Ali Oliver and Jed Roddy brought across Lynn Gunson, who was a New Zealand legend of the game, over to kind of run this programme. And I think, yeah, her influence and the influence that she's had on a lot of our careers has been huge. And she was the one that kind of like instilled a lot of people's work ethic and just taught us how to train and how to kind of like be resilient and a lot of other skills that they required to be kind of like an elite athlete. And I think everything kind of stemmed from there in terms of, yeah, they set this up. I think their tagline was build it and people will come. And I think a lot of people did come, and there's been many people over the years who have gone through the Team Bath system.
Lynn obviously brought out the best in you all. And I suppose with your time coaching at Stars this season as well, are the parts of that that you would like to think are evident in how you are with the rest of the team at Stars?
Possibly. I very much view I'm kind of starting out in the kind of like the coaching, on the coaching side of things, and I'm learning a lot there. And I think I'm just trying to learn, well, yes, I've got things that were instilled as me as a player. And I think that's the credit to kind of like the Lynn Gunson area and how I was developed as a player. And looking
plenty
at
people have obviously gone through Bath and moved on to England, the likes of you, T, Pam, Serena, Stacey as well, and
Jeeva,
the list goes on. It's just really important celebrating. Yeah,
Eb, Stacey, like, I think the list is very long. And with Jovan, the Corbins, like, there's a list that is like, yeah, we could probably keep going. And we've probably forgotten many people in what we're saying here, but there's been a big list. Not only they've gone on to represent England, but have gone on to represent other nations as well.
That also plays a part in the almost shame that there isn't going to be a Team Bath moving forward in the Super League for the immediate future, at least.
It is, yeah, no, it is a huge shame, I think, because of the legacy that it created. Oh, and still ongoing legacy of it. I think it is a shame that it's not in there. But the league wants to progress and kind of move forward, and that's a good thing for netball. But it is sad to lose, well, the most successful team in Super League history. And it's still going to be a training base and things like that. It just won't have it'll still be a place that people can train and develop. And I think a lot of it wasn't just about the Super League in terms of Team Bath. It was about the building of the training base and building all the kind of like foundations that you need to become an elite netballer. It wasn't just about the performing. It was about all the important stuff and the stuff that's kind of setting the pathways now. Wasn't just about the performance side. It was about actually how do you develop players, how do you build players, and how do you build the foundations in the players to be able to go on and perform. So that pathway bit was huge as well, not just the Super League side.
Tomorrow night is going to be a very special occasion, all-star game in which you're going to be taking part. And it's really nice, really, just to see the blue and gold out in style, isn't it?
It is. Well, I'm not sure how much in style it will be. Some of us haven't played for a while.
Even if you have 5 minutes here and there, that'll do, won't it?
Well, I think there's a whole 60 minutes on court, well, available to be playing. And hopefully, yeah, hopefully there'll be rolling subs involved in this. Although it's in Super League now. I know it'd be a great opportunity to get back in the blue and gold dress again. And I think there's a lot of people returning with the, and along with the current squad. So it'll be, yeah, a great reunion. And hopefully it will see Bath off from this phase in style.
Brilliant news is to sell out. Doors are opening at 6 o'clock and the first centre pass is 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great news. And Rachel, one of those things, but you'll be pleased to be taking part, eh? Thanking the fans as well.
Oh, definitely. I think, yeah, fans are a massive part of a Super League franchise as well. And I think, yeah, I think that makes it special when you step out in front of, like, home fans. And the fans have been around for Bath for decades. So it's, yeah, it'd be great to, yeah, again, go back to Bath where it kind of all started for me from the Super League perspective and, yeah, play in the legendary STV Arena again. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Hi, I'm Beth and Di, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Claire Elsley. Claire, there's been a little bit of time that's passed since the initial announcement that Team Bath haven't got a franchise moving forward. Clearly a side that's always going to be special in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really hard because when we started, it's the same for us all of the oldies as I classify us, but we kind of gave up quite a lot and made quite a lot of sacrifices to go there. And you know, we had Ali Oliver and we had Jed Roddy and Lynn Gunson that kind of had this vision and we bought into that vision and it built so much more than just a sport and just the netball. And we became a family. And I think actually the saddest part about it is that that culture and that environment and the family that we've built that we now associate as Team Bath is now going to dissolve. And that's really hard. And it's a bitter pill to swallow, actually.
You put online that you were the first person through the door. What is that going to be like? Just knowing that that history is almost gone in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be emotional. I think the All-Stars game on Friday night is going to be a really tough one. Myself, Jess Thirlby and Kat Ratnapala that were first ones to walk through the doors of Team Bath. And, you know, we've got a lot of people to thank for that opportunity because that kind of opportunity that was offered to me by Jed and Ali allowed me to pursue my academic studies and degree at university. And it's opened all the doorways now that I've kind of followed and have progressed and evolved through to my teaching career. And so not only have I built my family, I've built my life here in the Southwest. And that's all come through that one door that was opened as an opportunity into Team Bath. And I speak on behalf of so many people where they are now, even as juniors coming through university, they're following that same doorway and that pathway. And to watch that close on Friday night is going to be really difficult. But I guess the positive of that is that we will see a new professional league. It's just a real shame that that won't be with our Team Bath family as part of it.
The go-to question then is obviously Lynn Gunson's influence as well. We see that still throughout, players still involved with the game today.
Yeah, I mean, Lynn Gunson, what can I say? She was just not just world-class, but she made us understand what being world-class meant. And she turned us in from good players to great players into world-class players. And I don't think I've ever really had a coach like that since. And I think probably because we evolved through the culture and the environment and we lived in that and we breathed it day in, day out. She really taught me not just the values of what netball's about, but about what life is about and applying all that we learn through our sport into all walks of life. She was just a magical lady, a wonderful educator, and she will be held quite dearly in my heart always. You know, she is the legacy of Team Bath. She is what it stands for, what it represents. And yeah, I think she's going to be, you know, I think for her, this last game is for her as well, because she didn't just evolve Team Bath. She evolved Team Bath throughout the whole of the Southwest, all the way through from Cornwall, Exeter. You know, she is the reason, the single-handed reason that we have a Super League today. There's no doubt about it.
I was really pleased to be able to share with you that non-blurry picture. 20 years ago, you said that you were waiting for a picture of that wasn't grainy. So mention some of the team members that you had on that, now that we can all see it in HD vision.
Honestly, it was just the most amazing team. I think back those days, Tamsin, Jeeva, Pam, we had Sonia Crowe, who actually is still one of my best friends. I was bridesmaid at her wedding. She was from Australia. She gave up her life to come here and play for the franchise. Gosh, Sarah Francis Bayman, Stacey Francis Brayman, the list just goes on. Anna Mays, or who's now, I can't even think of her married name, but we had Jess Thirlby. I mean, the list just goes on. It is just incredible. And they're just a few of the people that came through that pathway. Billy Bowers, Asha Francis. It's just insane, the players that the franchise has produced over the years. And what's really lovely is we're starting to see that that generation is now flourishing through and becoming the coaches who are now educating and kind of coaching the next generation. So it's really lovely that all of that kind of family of Team Bath people are now instilling that same love, that same culture, that same passion and that same expertise that we've had through to our next generation. I just can't wait for Friday night to watch it all evolve and play out for the final time.
And you can really feel that Asha, obviously, as an ex-player as well, gone through so much this season as coach as well. Coached that final ever game. It was a really important and emotive speech at the end of that game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I really feel for Asha. I mean, she was there at the start and she's going to be there at the finish. And although I think probably for Asha, she might not have finished how she was hoping she might have finished at the start of the season with the targets they probably set themselves. But she's done so much with that franchise and we have seen progress, although the results haven't come as part of that. I kind of understood what she was trying to buy into. And I know that Asha really wanted to develop that culture that we had at Team Bath, which is always difficult when you're semi-pro or you're trying to professionalise a sport, because people will always go and players will always go where there is money. And for us, that wasn't an option. We didn't have money. We just were built on the foundations of a family. And that's how we evolved. And so for Asha, I think it was a really difficult time. And I just kind of really felt for her on that speech. But what I loved about it is that she gave that same emotion and kind of could almost pass that on to everyone, the fans and anyone else that was watching that stream. We just knew, and you could sense what Team Bath was all about. And I think sometimes people forget that it's more than just a sport. It's so much more than just a sport. And I think Asha relayed that to everybody better than anyone could ever have hoped for. You know, wearing your heart on your sleeve sometimes gives people the opportunity to really see what something is about.
There might be something in place in the South and the Southwest in the meantime from England Netball, but until then, bam, 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 Vortex Netball Academy. Tell me about that.
Yes, so we launched our own Vortex Netball Academy. We've been in the pipeline for a few months and we wanted to launch it, but then obviously we found out the news that the two franchises in the Southwest plus Surrey Storm have been dissolved. So it kind of kicked us into motion to get that up and running probably a little bit quicker. So we've just set up our own High Performance Netball Academy, and we're going to run it alongside all of the club and the county and the pathway franchises, because there's so much demand for netball in the Southwest, and Bristol's an area for us where it's being really missed. It doesn't kind of feed into any one franchise. And so being from Bristol ourselves, there's myself, Lauren Allington and Chantelle Wapura is the assistant coach of Team Bath. We've got together and we've set up our own academy. We're going to run trials for it in July. And hopefully we can just give some specialised coaching to those players over an academic year that really want that and have missed out on that. And it's open to anyone. You know, it's sport for all. It's not just for those that are in pathways. Actually, it's for those that perhaps have missed out on pathways and want that opportunity.
When are the trials taking place?
They're taking place in July, on the 20th and 21st of July in Bristol. So yeah, if anyone wants a trial, please get your trial form in. It's all on the Vortex Netball Academy website. So we're all over Insta and we're all over Facebook as well. So you just look up Vortex Netball Academy, you'll find it on there.
Brilliant. And just maybe a thank you message to Blue and Gold fans over the years.
They've just been amazing. I think that's the hardest part about this, is that we're not just a family on the court, we're a family off the court. And actually, what allows us to have the franchise is the fans, and they get behind us week in, week out. Whether we win or lose, it doesn't matter. We are a family and we support each other through the good times and we support each other through the bad times. And the hardest part of that is that all of us family in the Southwest, the Blue and Gold, is about to dissolve come Friday night. So please get your tickets, come down and watch us, and make sure that you know, you give the blue and gold the send-off they deserve, because we love the fans, we love the players, and we want to celebrate that send-off together.
Netball.teambath.com for tickets. Let's make them find some extra seats. Who else is meant to be taking part in that game? Should be an absolute corker.
Oh, well, I think you've got the likes of Asher, Tamsin, Rach Dunn, Hollywood, as we call her. I think we've got Ebony Osoro Brown. The list goes on. I mean, it's going to be an epic, epic Legends game.
Wait to see the franchise out in style. Claire, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.